dare interrupt your education.
In the comic, Anissa at some point Mark quite brutally by physical force. I feel like I can't. You're a fascist. You're a genocider. You're a murderer. You're a fucking racist of some of a character I'm like that I feel close to. I can't really process you being attractive in any type of way.
I mean, I feel the energy though, because like I'm not
Ernie just licked his lips, bro. That's crazy, dog.
I'm sorry. It is no secret that I like Amazons. So
okay, wait, stop. Hold on. Let me just stop, y'all. Let me just stop, because this conversation is going entirely in the wrong fucking direction, dog.
I'm sorry.
Please stop. Please stop. Hold on, because. Being interested in, you know, domination, consensual non-consent, all that kind of shit, cool. You don't start a conversation about actual literal traumatizing with a conversation about that. If I'm being in all seriousness. So like, and I feel like
it's a red flag.
Like, I don't know motherfuckers on Android that got Apple TV. Spoiler alert, that's me.
Yeah, we can tell you. We know you got Android. Like, look at your chair, dog. Like, come on.
Yeah,
you got pink and pink and blue shit with a bunch of fucking manga. Like, of course you want Android.
Android game, baby. Android game. What?
Hey, you know what look, controlling it with the phone and shit. Just
repping
like
the set. Repping the set.
Oh shit.
Pixelated.
Well, speaking of possible red flags, welcome everybody to waving a red flag. The number one dating, relationship, and best known insecure discussion podcast in the entire world and known parts of the universe. It's your boy Josh. It's your boy Eddie. Yeah. Alvin couldn't be here with us tonight because he is actually catching fades, throwing fades online for his controversial takes on Kendrick Lamar's. He's still dealing with, you know, this week.
Yeah.
He's still ahead in the fade count, but you know.
He approaches diss tracks like he's doing lyrical miracle shit, and that doesn't work. That's why he doesn't do good diss tracks. When I think of my favorite diss tracks, that's not what they were doing. There was not a triple entendre anywhere in the takeover. Ether didn't have fucking triple entendres and lyrical miracle and all that kind of shit in it. They were just going at niggas fucking chest. Like Kendrick doesn't do that. I'm sure he's capable. It's just not how he
talking
raps.
About the like that verse.
Fight back, Josh. Damn.
Yeah. Like the shit. Yeah, I'm talking about
like that verse. He did all like he. For one, you cannot say that this is not a club record. You cannot say in good faith if you have been following the zeitgeist of niggardom online.
First of all, the beat ain't even good. The beat ain't even. It's not even a good song.
You trip.
The beat not even good. It's a fucking Flying Dutchman ass SpongeBob SquarePants ass beat.
The
email inbox is fucking overflowing, man. He's typing on like seven different keyboards right now. He's got like screens and shit.
Batcave, running fades, Twitter fingers, running fades, everybody getting it. You have no
horrible type shit.
Nevertheless, we got a special guest here with us. We got the good brother Ernie, aka Blurred Without Here, here to discuss some phenomenal takes. And even though Alvin is not here, you better believe that your boys are still.
That's good. I didn't know what you were doing just then. And then I was like, oh, that's going to look good in the edit.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yo, how is Invincible going to roast somebody else for having like a dumb name when he got the dumbest name in the game? How is he roasting Batman when his name is Invincible?
It's super ironic. His name is mad ironic, not dumb. Like, Invincible is hard as fuck if he was actually Invincible.
So you don't think Batman's a good superhero name? It's kind of dumb.
Hey man, the man make the clothes, not the clothes make the man. You feel me?
Right.
So he should just been like, I'm Bruce.
Nah, Bruce Man.
He should have been fighting. Yeah, he should have been fighting crime as Bruce Man. Hey, look, I make Bruce the clothes. Man. The clothes don't make
human.
Me. I know I'm dressed like a bat. My name's Bruce. Don't worry about it.
Rich Man. That's his. Right.
Money Man.
Money Long. The real Money Long.
I'm Big Bucks Bruce. Don't worry about it.
They call me the billionaire. It's like, oh,
you
shit.
Know, that, you hard. Know what? I feel like that could work in the boys universe. You know what I'm saying? Like an Iron Man parody, and he's just called the billionaire. Mm-hmm. Beats the shit out of poor people in his very expensive power suit.
That would work in Invincible, too.
It probably would.
Well, that's why I was so sad about Tech Jacket in the boys.
They're not going to do him.
Well, they did him.
Oh, Tech Knight,
way.
You mean?
Or Tech Knight. I don't know why I said Tech Jacket. Because, like, in the Boys comic, he has the whole Iron Man thing going on. But it was like, I guess they were like, we can't afford that shit. So, you go be a regular man.
It's like, I guess. That's cool. He got super strength and, I guess, super senses, but whatever.
And he loves to plug holes.
That
And he did have the brain tumor shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, with his penis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, gotcha.
But
it's a fast forward situation, not a pause situation.
It was uncomfortable to read. It was actually uncomfortable to read as well. So I never read
The Boys. The shit was just too trash.
You're good.
Don't waste your time.
Don't bother.
It's okay.
Yeah. I did. I read like 5 issues and I was like, this is garbage. Like, this is not good.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah. It is. It's
I've read a lot of like what if Superman were evil type of comics, and that's probably the worst because No Heroes, Irredeemable, Superman, Red Sun. I mean, fuck, Invincible. Like, The Boys is trash. Invincible though, fantastic.
As superhero satires go, Invincible probably the better of the ones that have been done.
I feel like they really love the genre. You know, like even when they're like really making fun of it, like when they did the, like, I guess because they don't have the rights, they couldn't do the actual like Spider-Man crossover.
Yeah,
from the comic,
right.
But when he went to the Spider-Man universe and it had like fucking great value Spider-Man and shit.
Are you okay? I didn't mean to. Hey, thanks, pal. Let's get this guy webbed up.
And then Doc was red with his head.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, it'd be so awesome if he actually would have gotten to meet the rest of the Avengers, because I was like, dude, that would have been amazing.
Do you think he could beat them in a fight?
Invincible, most of them. He'd clean up a good number of them. Not all of them, but like,
I think maybe Thor might give him some trouble. But he would kill Captain America like nearly instantly.
Okay, I thought y'all said that Captain America would give him some trouble.
Oh no, Captain America would get that ass beat.
Yeah, very quickly. Like very quickly.
All your regular men, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Captain America. Get tuned up. Yeah. Oh, dude, they'd get folded. Their clothes would get folded with them in them.
Yeah. Black Panther, all of them. You know what, though? I think they'd do something. Like, I think Hawkeye might be able to do something if he had, like, a crazy-ass arrow and Invincible. Because Invincible's not the smartest fighter. Like, Invincible would catch an arrow instead of dodging it. And I feel like if Hawkeye hit him with the correct arrow, like a shrinking arrow, and now he got a little tiny Invincible. Right, he got ear weakness.
He shot him in the ear,
like,
because they're that's like their one weak spot, really. Like, as far as like, that and their eyes aren't
indestructible and shit, like super strong.
Not in the strictest sense. They're soft in places, depending on the situation.
They're real soft in places, depending on if you like that or not.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
I was
thinking during that scene when, just because you said soft just then, I was thinking of two scenes. One, when Mark gets back from all that Angstrom Levy shit and he just curls up in the bed next to his mom and he's just like, she's just kind of like spooning him. That made me think of the scene where Amber gets like held by the neck by Anissa and she's talking to Mark about it later. She says, it felt like iron against my body. Like, it didn't feel like a person was holding me. It just felt like, you know, like my head was inside of a fucking like piece of machinery. I could feel that she could kill me with no effort. Mm-hmm. And I always wondered, like, when people are like close to someone who's like a superhero and shit, does their body feel soft, but it's just like more resist? Like, if you shoot it, it kind of bounces, but it just won't pierce with a bullet. Or is it like, you're fucking this man and it's like, it feels like you're fucking like a robot. Like, what does it feel like to shake their hand or to hold them, you know?
Like, kind of like how if you, just as a regular person, hold like something that's fragile in your hand, so you're like very delicate with it. I feel like it's something like that, where like, if Superman's like, blowing Lois's back out, it's like he ain't giving her like the full Kryptonian.
No, he's not hitting her with strength.
He's holding back.
Yeah, right. Like, he's giving her the Kryptonian equivalent of lazy side dick. Is what he's giving Lois.
It's very gentle.
Right, like,
very
if he was
strokes.
Fucking with Wonder Woman, he would be giving her like the full on Kryptonian
back shots from across the ocean. It just sounds like back to back sonic
again,
booms.
Clark. Boom. Like, here's like, the third time today.
You hear the sound barrier crack on every right. clap.
Yeah. All of Metropolis is like, oh god. The weatherman is like, so today we have rain, and of course Clark Kent. Yeah, we know your identity, dog. And there's fucking earthquakes coming from your apartment. Boom. It's not a secret, you idiot.
God damn. Back at it. It's a good thing he doesn't last long.
I think we've got a position switch. It's quiet. Okay. Yep. Back to back shots.
It's like, well.
Katoon. Oh, I think that's reverse cowgirl. All right.
She's good now.
Speaking of, could y'all date like a superhero? Like, if that was a thing, like, you know, say for instance, if you were like in Amber shoes. No? Okay. That's a strong hell no for you.
I would want to, but like, it would depend. Yeah. Like, it, you know what it is? I tell you what it is. It's all dependent upon what kind of superhero that person is. Like, yeah, if they're like a Superman type, sure, you know, whatever. Because at least I know that, like, if some shit pops off, they'd be able to, you know, protect me. But like Spider-Man, like a Spider-Man style hero, like just a street level motherfucker. Nah, I'm good, because those folks always.
It's too easy to touch him. He dating a drug dealer, basically. Like,
now Peter Parker really out here touching pavement, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Spider-Man be getting amongst the people. Like, he really is out here.
Like, could you imagine someone hanging my big ass off the bridge and be like, choose.
Oh, and she's there thinking like,
my God,
I wonder.
Damn.
I want to say,
I love you.
Kids.
Look, Glenn Stacy, I love you, but I'm not sure if I can do this.
Look, that's how I would go. I've read too many comics where superheroes like spouses and significant others have been got.
Yeah.
And no, like, because I feel like we don't because we're so used to seeing like Lois Lane Superman shit. I don't, and I love the way they did this in Invincible, because she's like we've seen in season one, she's like a strong person. She's not she fought a grown man who was bullying Mark before he had his powers. She's at soup kitchen. She's an activist. She's like having these deep questions about ethics and is willing to stand up to someone who is much stronger than her, you know, in Mark, and is not afraid to give him, you know, pushback. But even this person was just like, I was terrified and I'm crying and I am not built like you and I can't have that. I don't think if you were dating a drug dealer and you wound up in one situation where you survived a drive-by, that would probably scar you for the rest of your life, or you got a gun pulled on you, let alone some supernatural crazy shit. Like, one situation like that is fucking your whole life up. So I definitely couldn't do that. But the other reason I couldn't do that shit is, and I know we say I'm insecure or whatever, I don't think I could date a woman who was that much stronger than me. Like, maybe if you were fine and you could bench press twice as much as me, that's cool. But if you're so much stronger than me that I could, like, not even, like, if a woman could bench press.
Why you want to be so much stronger than her, bro? Like, why you need so much physical power over your girl, bro?
I don't need to be stronger. I don't need to be stronger. I don't need to be stronger, necessarily. Like, we're not gonna make this episode about that episode, but I don't need to be stronger. I just need to be strong enough that I could reasonably like scuffle and get out of a situation, right? If I'm dating like women, if you're dating a guy and he's twice as stronger as you or whatever, even if he's a bodybuilder, it's like you could scuffle, you could get a pair of scissors, you could stab him, you could get away, right? You've got a little bit of, it's humanly possible. If you're dating a motherfucker that can move like three times the speed of sound and like crush your skull between their fingers, it's like there, you can't even get away. She gets angry one time. You don't got dinner ready in time, Eddie. And now she fucking swinging me around the living room by my ankle and shit, and I can't do shit about it.
Domestic abuse on a whole nother level.
On a whole nother, otherworldly domestic abuse. Yeah. I'm not trying to be that type of thing.
Interdimensional domestic abuse. Let me stop making it.
I'll give it this much, though. Like, if it was like an Adam Eve situation, like if it was somebody who could just make shit, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's great. Like, I would actually have an easier time with that versus like someone who can like
physical
potentially
powers.
Like physically kill me. And not saying that they would, but just like just on accident.
No, just knowing that they could know it, because people like. Come on, man. It's like dating a guy who has a bunch of guns. It's like, yeah, look, you like me today. People change. Anything could happen. What if you think I'm cheating and now you want to put your foot through my chest? Like, I don't know.
Even someone that's just athletic. even like just dating someone who's like, you know, very like you hear about like
yeah,
not to downplay, you know, domestic violence or anything like that, but like yeah. I still remember like seeing the video leak of the football player.
The football player. I was thinking about that the whole time. I would like, not want to be her.
No, I would not. Like, imagine I'm dating Wonder Woman, and all of a sudden, right. like, she just, y'all see her just dragging
throwing my head
ass
against
the
fucking
right.
TV. Absolutely.
I'm like, right. I'm dead.
like, look, I'm okay. Dead. Okay, so let me just get this shit off.
Mm-hmm.
I try it. I definitely try
it. I try it.
Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I, like, you know, like, I would literally give it my all, but I wouldn't fly too close to the sun. You know what I'm saying? No. Like, I would get out
what
before.
Does that mean?
Oh, man. See, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in love. Like, I would want to date her talking phase for like a couple of months, but before it gets to that feelings level where she could potentially feel like I'm hers.
Nah,
I feel like that's a dangerous position to be in.
I mean, look, me and Super Girlfriend can fall in love. I fall in love with a shawty. But
nah, that's dangerous.
You know what I mean? Like, it don't mean that we
y'all didn't see that Uma Thurman movie? This is exactly the plot of a Uma Thurman movie called My Wife is a Superhero or some shit.
I was like, yeah, my super ex
girlfriend. Dude is dating this
woman. Like that.
My super ex girlfriend. He's dating this woman, bitch, strong as hell, Superman type powers. He breaks up with her because she's abusive.
Truth, it's not Hannah, okay? It's you. You're needy, you're jealous, you're manipulative. I can't take it anymore. It's crazy.
Don't call me crazy!
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. I can't handle that on a daily basis.
We'll handle this.
He tries to move on with her life. She's ripping the fucking roof off his penthouse and shit, throwing sharks in his fucking car, like just doing crazy shit while he's trying to move on into healthy relationships with other women.
You got
to
know how to plant the seeds, boy. You know, my boy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because, like, you got to. It's like benign toxicity. You got to get them to not fuck with you during the relationship while y'all in love. You know what I'm saying?
You got to break up with you.
Exactly. Or when y'all do
break up,
it's
mad mutual.
Exactly. So you just got to do that shit like on a whole nother level. It's all respect. You know what I'm saying? Because she could just nut the fuck up on you like Mark did with Angstrom Levy. But nah, man, like you just got to plant the seeds, baby. Man,
let me ask you this, though.
He told him to fuck up.
He did. But this is the thing I have a question about. We can jump into the next thing. But what about someone who can read minds?
Oh, hell no. Nah. Not
she's
at all.
She's used to the fuck shit, though. She's probably used to the fuck shit, though. So
no,
I feel like
see,
she, like.
I think too many weird things. I don't know. I'd be like,
No. My thoughts are mine.
Yeah.
Well, you cannot have them.
Not even anything like problematic. It would just be like, man, I wonder what like it'd be like that Dave Chappelle skit. Well, yeah, like I wonder what Arsenio Hall is doing right now.
Yeah,
I'm the black.
Thought
sheep,
at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Like,
if I could clone myself, would I suck my own dick? Kind of stuff.
Right,
it's like,
yeah,
I don't need
like,
you. I don't need you hearing that.
Dumb, it's all kind of dumb shit, and I don't want her to know. I wouldn't want her. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want her to think less of me.
Oh
no, no.
Oh my
like,
god!
Why are you judging me?
Now, like Shrinking Ray, I can date Shrinking Ray. I can do something like that. Cause she just get regular and little, right? So like she could fuck me up. She could definitely could kill me, but it would take a lot of effort, and I feel like I could run away.
Yeah.
So I did it. Yeah.
But see, she can't use her powers around me. I wouldn't want her using like cause like that.
Really?
Shit.
No. You wouldn't want a little hug and tug.
No.
Okay.
Because I'm not gonna lie, when I was watching Gen V, an old girl was doing that shit. I was I was like, I don't know. Why I feel this way, but it's like
it's
I can't help. I'm about to say I can't help but feel like nothing is okay about this situation.
This might be a crime, technically. I feel like I would try it. I feel like I would try it, like a little bit.
Yeah,
like we're talking about like a little, like a shrinker or like a
a shrinker.
See,
yeah,
I would go in
like
the,
I guess both.
I would want to go in the other direction, like Giganta. Can you imagine?
I like it.
Sam, you're all right. I'm
Oh, cause you know what? Just like
that's
like
where it gets scary
in,
for me.
Just be like,
oh, like I'm
You can't miss the clit at that point. That's imagine being able to jerk it off easily.
Get that's when you really put the elbow grease.
Yeah, you just get in the headlock and be right. Like,
ask him.
Yo, like, just have her like put me in a human, like a human body size condom. While I just like, I'm just like this. You know what I mean?
I feel like that would be weird, like unpleasant, maybe. Like, I feel like that wouldn't be hot.
I would like, I would just to try it.
Just give me an oxygen tank. Just give me an oxygen tank when I go.
Oh, that'd be a horrible way to die. Or a good way.
Or would it? There's worse ways.
Yeah. I mean, getting beat to death is definitely worse.
Getting beat to death.
I thought you were stronger.
I thought you were stronger.
Look, you said
she got your dick in her hand, separate from your body. I thought you were stronger. Let's put it back on.
I wasn't. Call Cecil. Call Cecil.
I need a rock my penis.
I thought you were stronger. Maybe one of those Rihanna men.
Rihanna dick is definitely.
Don't worry, I'm cutting that carrying amount of stress. I'm coming back strong. Stronger than ever, baby. I promise.
Yeah.
With a robot.
I'm like Alan the Alien. My dick is going to be two times bigger when it grows back.
You'd be like,
oh, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, all right. Let's get into something serious.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one. How about wanting to solve your girl's problems? Like how, you know, with a Rex and Monster Girl, problem solving versus validation. That wasn't Rex. That was a robot.
Robot, yeah.
Yeah, robot and monster girl. Yeah, all good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, to be fair, he is using Rex's
body,
DNA, true. Body, yeah. Technically. So yeah,
they did a great job with the comedic writing this season, because like even when the two black superheroes was having a discussion,
we're supposed to be the best there is, best superheroes on the planet,
and the new guy who was like, man, talking about this the best team. They just started calling everybody out.
You just got, reading them.
Right, reading everybody. You got this little boy who going to take the DNA of another nigga that's already on the team to fall in love with a girl that don't want him. Meanwhile, this same chick don't want to got there and get help. Da, da, da. Like, that shit was funny.
Oh, no. Bulletproof
turning into a baby to use her powers. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And this other bitch broke her whole body, like, trying to, like, take out a lizard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, broke every bone in her body trying to expand inside of another dude. What the fuck is that? That's like, some fucked
we're
up
kind
shit.
Of trash. Which is true. They are, like, to be the best in the world, they're pretty garbage.
They be getting their clocks cleaned. I didn't expect Lizard League to fuck them up. I was like, yo, how weak and delicate is Duplicate? Because
she's regular strength. She's a regular person. She's just a person.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't have
durability.
Mm-mm. That's awful. Because she was just getting slammed up in the wall, body just breaking half. Mm-hmm. Unnecessary.
That's just part of her whole thing. Like, which is, like with the whole, when she like comes back in the cabin and is like, oh, I've been alive this whole time. She was like, kind of like Wolverine, like the character's power is that they can take huge damage, not because they're more durable, but just because they have like a way of getting over it. Her ability really isn't the fact that she can duplicate, is that she can just die a bunch and keep coming at you. Mm. So she must have a crazy pain tolerance, because I know that shit gotta hurt. If you have seven different bodies and they all get like disemboweled simultaneously, that's gotta be a crazy amount of pain to experience.
Yeah, she got worked. But yeah, duplicate is just bad.
That's a cool ass power though. That's a good one.
I wouldn't want it. Oh no? Well, maybe actually. Yes.
I wouldn't use it the way she uses it. I wouldn't even be a hero with that shit. But I would.
Yeah.
I would like that power.
I would have all sorts of different jobs.
Oh yeah. Well, oh yeah. So
I'd be doing all type of shit.
Like if she could do it like multiple man, then I would be more on board.
No, because multiple man, his are completely separate sentient people, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But he anything they know, when he reabsorbs them, he gets all of it.
And that's like, the real like sign of that power.
Yeah.
Because didn't multiple man, didn't he like absorb his own baby? Like one of his multiples fucking had a baby, like had went and lived a whole
different life.
Fuck this superhero shit, lived a whole life, got married, had a baby. Then the baby came out. he took the baby out the womb, but because the baby had his same, like, multiple man DNA, like, he absorbed the baby into himself, killing the baby, and then, like, he could just, now he had all the knowledge of that baby's, like, 2 days of life.
It's like, yeah, that part, they keep that. They keep that.
What if he actually knew to, like, realize the truth by absorbing that baby? Because they say, like, when you a baby, like, you really, like, know everything.
You know what's going on. He's been here
you
before.
You just start forgetting, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Like, now you can see ghosts.
Yes. He remembered pre-life.
Mm-hmm. And like, that should have drive anybody insane. So, and speaking of dying, man, you know what's going to have you dying, laughing, and having a good-ass time? Because we got to just take a quick pause for the cause.
Tell him.
It's a red flag. And our good brother, Eddie Over Gold, got a little something to tell you about it.
It's a red flag, man. Y'all already know what it is. Or those of you who already know what it is, do already know what it is. Mm-hmm. If you got a dinner party, if you hanging with a new date and you want to get into some wet and wild crazy shit, if you just love this fucking podcast and like the conversations that we have and are like, man, me and my friends talk just like this. Well, you can really talk just like this by copping the game. Have you ever played, Ernie? Like, last time you were on, you didn't play with us, did you?
No, I didn't get to. No.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Instruction card for those who need it. Is it a red flag? If they say I love you first.
I would say
inherently.
No. It just depends how soon are they saying I love you.
Too soons can definitely be too soon, yeah.
Like this third date. Oh my gosh.
But you know what?
You got that shit off before, though. Huh?
I've definitely said it too soon. You know what I'm saying? For sure. I'm like, because you can't measure love on a clock. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like two weeks versus 6 months versus a year. It's like sometimes you're like, you meet somebody on a first date and y'all never stop hanging out for like a week straight. Like you meet them and you're like, hey, do you want to grab a drink with me right now? And then they're like, yeah, cool. And you're like, should we grab dinner? Yeah, I guess. You want to see a movie? Okay. You want to come over? All right. We fucking? All right. Should we get breakfast? And then it's like, damn, like 2 weeks done passed and it's just been one long ass date. It's like, bitch, are we in love? Like, and maybe that is
whoa, also, what the fuck? What are you doing today? What do you got going on?
I think age also kind of plays a factor into it too. Cause like, you know, like, as you get older, you know,
you should be a little bit slower with the I love you or faster.
I think, I feel like
wiser.
I feel wiser certainly, but I do feel like some people, like when they're older, move a little bit faster because they kind of already know the game.
That's what I was thinking. You're ticking on a clock.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like being older, you're more like, let me not, like, I'm used to these feelings, so let me slow it down a bit because I know that just because I feel this feeling doesn't mean, oh, you're the one for me.
Like, I'm still not saying it on the first date. Like, it's like, I think it was a solid month or two before, like, it's about a solid month or two. I think probably closer to a month than two. But, like, me and my wife of
a month just is pretty fast.
Dating. Yeah, that's like, but we kind of knew. We kind of, like, we already kind of had history with one another. We kind of already, you know, knew the situation or whatever. Mm. But, like, it was about a month. And that was, like, us, like, kind of doing, like, what you said. But, like, doing that literally for a month. Like, it was like, oh, hey, well, let's hang out today. Oh, well, you want to hang out tomorrow? Okay, well, cool. We'll meet up on the day after that. And then it's like, it was like us going out all the time.
On full speed mode, yeah.
Yeah.
If it kind of does depend, like, on timing. You know what I mean? Like, because if we're a month in, 2 months in, and, like, she kind of, like, hit me with the I love you, I'm be like,
yeah.
I was really liking you. I was really liking you.
I like you a lot.
More than likely.
I like you like you.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, but not knowing me, like, because I say some shit and then I find myself in the exact situation where I said I wouldn't do that, but I'm like, oh, nah, I feel it. Like,
yeah,
oh my God, I never felt this way either. Like, I love you too. Like,
and she's like, ick.
Yo, like, you remember that that story where I told you about when we was talking to FD with the girl who we had our first kiss, and then, like, you know, we just had such a strong chemistry. That was the first time we also, you know, hooked up. Like her. We probably dated for like a month and a half, and I was like, yo, I could probably love her. Like, I might be falling in love with this person if this continues to go. So, wouldn't say it though.
Yeah.
you know, I gotta live it. We gotta see it through. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
yeah,
we gotta see it through and see how that stuff evolves.
So yeah, not a definitely not a red flag, but the timing matters. Saying it too soon is, yeah. Read the room. I think also you should probably not say I love you to someone until you have a feeling that they feel some level of affection to you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do the Gerard Carmichael.
What do you think that is?
It's because I told you I had feelings for you and we didn't talk about it ever. That was like weird.
Don't do a Gerard Carmichael, man. No. That is weirdo shit to me.
Don't do that.
Why are you making your feelings everybody else's problem?
Yeah, right? Ooh, shit.
It's like, we just met. I love you.
This is second, third, fourth, fifth, interdimensional, other dimensional embarrassment, just all in once. Like,
you're like a brother to me.
It's real.
But I'm in love. Okay.
Okay. That's good. But that shit was funny as hell, man. I was watching a quick little tangent, but Rory and Maul podcast, and they was like going like through the, like, more, they had more details on it. It's part of his like show, his reality show, whatever. And he went like just on this huge grinder binge and literally had the dudes like coming and going. They was interviewing some of the dudes that he was hooking up with, just fucking his way through the pain. I'm like, damn, he really getting it in. Like he had the booty butter on the side of the bed.
What's the booty butter?
Oh man, apparently it's specifically a lube for anal sex.
For buttholes.
Mm. Yeah.
A homeboy of mine who is of this proclivity, he was explaining to me something that's called, I forget what it's called, but he said it loose up your bum. It's some shit. It's like huffing. Like I know somebody in the comments is gonna be like, Eddie, it's called this thing and y'all fucking it up. Y'all misrepresenting the culture. It reminds me of like on Twitter when a white person was like called dabbing up. I feel like that's us talking about gay shit where like we're fucking up what the thing is.
Oh yeah, I mean, hey, we're trying, folks. We're trying.
Yeah, we're trying. It's inclusive. We're inclusive with the stupidity.
You know what I mean? Everybody can get it.
Y'all knew what
so
we
it was
meant.
Like, yeah. So it's a drug that you huff
through your ass.
No, through your face, and then it loosens up your ass. I forget what it's called.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't want no drug that's gonna do that because I feel like that shit could go way out of hand.
Literally, anyway.
Yeah.
You could fall apart. But it could really, I think, but it's real useful for, you know, certain activities.
Yeah. I feel like if you take too deep a tug off of, like, is it an inhalant?
I think it's an inhalant of some kind.
Yeah. You take too deep a tug and all of a sudden, like, yeah, that just seems dangerous.
I mean,
it's
that's an
inhalator.
That's what's up, though. Because, like, because if you really, that's, you know what? All jokes aside, that's what's up. Like, as if you know, you do like that.
It's probably safer.
And you can skip a lot of the pre-stretch, the pre-workout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't have to do none of this.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
You don't have to do the YMCA routine. Like, you can just get straight to it.
No squats or anything. Yeah. You just go in.
The butt plugs, all that stuff.
Bang,
man.
Bust it wide open.
Literally bust it wide open. Like, bust it wide open in seconds.
Brought to you by Booty Butter.
Oh shit! All right.
Booty poppers.
Booty poppers. Yo, that's crazy.
Dude, someone's gonna steal that.
Amazing gapes.
Right? Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Speaking of stealing booty. Oh, sorry, that's a terrible segue. I apologize.
Yeah, because I was like, ooh, I don't know what topic this is going. I know which one you was going with. Okay,
but that's insensitive. So, sorry.
Well. Okay, for our start, man, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I know she's a cartoon character, but Anissa is fine to the motherfucker. I'm sorry.
You dare interrupt your education?
I can't.
I ain't seen the perpetration yet. I ain't seen the perpetration.
But you know what? But you know what we're talking about.
I know what's gonna happen. Yeah, I know what's gonna happen.
I feel like I can't. I don't know. I can't process the shit like that. I'm like, all I can see is the shit that she, like, and same with Omni Man and all of that shit. I'm like, I can't really talk about, oh, you cute and shit. It's like, you're a fascist, you're a genocider, you're a murderer, you're a fucking rapist of a character I'm quite connected, like, that I feel close to. I can't really process you being attractive in any type of way.
That's what's up. But that's what's up. You know what I mean?
I mean, I feel the energy though, because like,
this nigga
I'm
Ernie just licked his lips, bro. That's crazy, dog.
I'm sorry.
So, Eddie, you've got a point.
Yeah,
but I do feel the vibes.
Let me tell myself. So it is no secret. It is no secret that I like Amazons. So
okay, wait, stop. Hold on. Let me just stop y'all. Because this conversation is going entirely in the wrong fucking direction, dog.
I'm sorry.
Please stop. I'm sorry. Please stop. Hold on. Because. We need Alvin back on this because this is crazy. We're trying to have a conversation about the portrayal of rape and male survivors, and we went straight into like porn talk. Like, y'all, stop.
I'm saying.
No. You're not. Hold on, Ernie. Hold on. Let me preface this before y'all start going actually, because we haven't even made the important point yet, and y'all went right into the bullshit. Because I get it. Being interested in, you know, domination, consensual non-consent, all that kind of shit, cool. You don't start a conversation about actual literal traumatizing rape with a conversation about that. If I'm being in all seriousness. So like, feel like, I'm not even saying I disagree with any of the shit that y'all say, because I like that. I've talked about it on the podcast. I enjoy being on the other end of like domination and shit from women and shit like that.
Oh, I just said
that
type.
Doesn't have anything
just
to do with
the type,
this.
Not the okay. Not I'm not talking about being dominated. I just like women who are strong.
Okay.
Yeah. Like if I could date a wrestler. Like if I knew a woman who was like a wrestler,
Rhea Ripley
or a Jay Cargill or something like that, I'd be like, I would be a schlub, but like I would be attracted to them, if that makes any sense.
But see, I feel like this is very interesting, because the conversation around like this conversation is spoilers for people who haven't watched the comic, but in the comic, the Anissa at some point rapes Mark quite brutally by physical force later on. And I won't give the spoiler even after that, but that's the thing that happens in the comics. And it was a pretty kind of like essential saga in the comic, because a lot like the scene happens, but after that, there's all of this like impact of like it fucks with his relationship with his
Amber,
father, because he doesn't with thing, Amber, yeah. with Eve, because he doesn't talk about it. He doesn't tell anybody else. So he acts out, and he's, you know, crying himself to sleep and all of this kind of crazy shit, trying to get through it before he shares it. And when Anissa shows up on the scene in this season, there's a scene where she like punches him into the ground and makes this big crater. And that's visually very similar to what happens before the sex scene, the rape scene, rather, in the comics, that she like hits him into the ground kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, oh, man, they almost did it. Why didn't they? I want that scene. And I think a thing that I find disturbing is that I also want that saga to happen, because I think it's important for just representing, talking about that male survivors of sexual assault exist. Mm-hmm. And that it's a thing that is not funny or not a joke. But it seems like a lot of people, and I was realizing that, like, it seems like a lot of people are, like, wanted for, like, sexual purposes. And even in us jokingly, like, the conversation about, like, hey, what do we think about this rape thing very quickly went into, like, what are we turned on by? What are we attracted to? Like, is she hot? Like, which is a little bit strange, like, if I'm being honest. Like, what are we doing, you know?
I don't really want the scene. I don't know.
I don't think we will. I don't think they're
gonna we're going to get it.
I don't know.
I mean, they'll
done some pretty wild shit on the show already. So,
well, I'm going to tell you the reason why I say it. It's because of something that we kind of alluded to earlier with Amber. So in the comic, they've been doing a lot of things differently. They've been deviating where it's necessary.
Yeah.
Case in point, neither Amber nor Mark are made out to be the bad guy in their breakup, which is kind of the flip in the comic. In the comics, you know, Amber Amber whole ass is seeing, you know, you're hanging out with this other dude, and you know, Mark is kind of on the slick, giving eyes, you know, to Eve, and it just kind of happens. But
like a cheating
here,
situation almost.
Right. But like in the show, they do it different. It's like, no, I just had a traumatic moment, and it's understandable for why I want to get out of this relationship. Oh, yeah. Like,
it
so,
already
like,
wasn't working to begin with. Like, just because your man is a superhero doesn't mean you should have to be in a relationship where you never see your boyfriend. Like, that's
No.
Who wants to be with that? Not unless you can fuck other dudes.
It's kind of like, you know, not to say that, you know, porn stars can't have successful relationships with people who aren't in porn, but they probably have an easier time having relationships with people who are also in the industry. I feel
like porn stars at least have a free schedule.
There's that too.
His dick ain't even available like six months out of the year.
It's like, hey, look, you're gonna have to schedule this dick appointment, okay? You have to schedule like we are booked solid through the whole back end of the year. But I feel like Robert Kirkman and, you know, as well as the people who are show running this and the writer's room on it, I feel like they are actively going out, I would even say almost above and beyond the call of duty, to clean up a lot of stuff that just doesn't really, it didn't age well. I feel like that's the one that I'm like, I actually, like, up until that moment, I liked Anissa as a character. I thought she was a cool character.
Oh, yeah, no, true. Yeah, I wasn't, saw her character, and, like, not having read the comic, I would be having a different conversation about the character. But no,
I didn't read the comic, so, you know.
I get it.
Took us goddamn school. My fault, buddy. I know you're gonna be the.
But you knew what you knew what was up though. So like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it, buddy.
My issue with Anissa isn't even so much the assault. It's how she's handled later, and it's like it's very
okay. Interesting.
It's not Robert because and this is a shortcoming of Robert Kirkman. So I'm hoping possible. If they actually do go through with it, I hope they find a really good way to clean up how the story ends in that regard.
Wait, so what did they do? And we'll just put like a spoiler thing and people can skip this bit. But what thing about Anissa?
Well, shit, I don't want to fucking know.
Okay, all right. Well,
I won't say what it is. I'll speak around it.
I can't hear you.
Oh,
okay. He's taking his earphones out.
Okay.
Here, hold on. Let me. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So he can't hear us right now. So what thing about Anissa did she like in the way that they dealt with her? Did you think they didn't do that right?
So it was the whole thing where, you know, they have the kid and, you know, the kid is largely spending time with her, not really spending time with Mark, and, you know, things are weird. And it's one of those things that, you know, they reveal later that, oh, all the Viltrumites, they are actually having real-ass human relationships. They're actually, it's not just a job. It's not just a thing that they're doing out of duty to their planet, their home world. But, like, oh, these people are becoming legitimate citizens of Earth. And Anissa, a chief among them more than just about anybody else, she becomes, like, a much, like her whole personality completely flips. Like, she's not even the same person later as she was then. And then you get to the point where she basically, you know, commits the ultimate sacrifice, you know, to save the planet. And it's just like, and everybody's like, oh my God, you know, Anissa. And everybody's just like kind of forgiving her. And it's like, that's cool, but it still felt like that redemption felt a little, and this is even coming from a guy who loves the character. It still felt a little unearned. Because crime was so bad.
And I think the same thing with, I think I'll bring Josh back in now.
That was the end of it.
So I feel like, though, I feel the same thing with Omni-Man, because I feel like his redemption is just too quick. And I feel like any redemption of Anissa is like too quick. But I do think, you know, I think you can kind of redeem a character from doing like horrible things by redeeming them, but not letting them get to live happily ever after. So if Omni-Man or Anissa or whatever, if they, you know, blow up in the fucking sun saving somebody, then I think you can kind of go, oh, cool, you got a redemption, but you didn't get a happy ending. And that makes a lot of sense to me. But I will say, I think I really want them to do the scene, because I think we don't get enough representation of that. But I do think that, one, there seems to be way too much sexualization of it in the fandom that I don't like. And two, I think that in general, rape, like, you know, I wouldn't, like, I'm just learning from other people talking about this stuff that the way that rape is used in shows is too, it's sensationalized. It's like, cool, let's just go on a rape to spice this up. It's gratuitous. Yeah. So I'm like, maybe they skip the scene, you know what I mean? But they still have the event happen.
Yeah, I really personally don't really want to see it myself. I don't want to see it. And even like, even when I was like reading spoilers in the comics of like Mark's story, when that whole thing came up, kind of got the gist of it, but like I skipped through a lot of the panel stuff.
Which makes sense.
Because I mean, yeah, And please forgive me for if it seemed like we were like making light of the situation. That was not the intention whatsoever. But so please do genuine, if that came across that way, genuine, sincere apologies. They'll probably like allude, of course, like strong allude to it. I hope they don't like really like go in depth with that scene. Because that's really traumatizing.
Nah, because even the comic, it was too gratuitous, and to do that animated, like to do what they showed in the comic animated, would be way too over the top. But I don't know, like what's your take on whether or not it should be covered? Because I'm making this argument that and I've heard some people argue, and it's similar to like the male domestic abuse stuff and stuff that we've talked about before with FD, which is that like, the brick lady. Where it's like there's this desire for us to like find this like magical four-leaf clover of like male victimization, and so it's like we want to see women are actually just as bad because this completely imaginary superwoman held down this man and raped him. So really, is rape a male thing? Like it's like, and so I can kind of see the argument of being like, well, why do we want this scene? Like one is gratuitous, but two, or why do we even want this storyline? One is gratuitous, but two. It's like, is this creating a narrative about our real world that's actually useful? I think yes, but I hear a lot of people arguing otherwise. So I'm curious where y'all even fall on it.
I mean, personally, I don't want to see it.
I mean the storyline, not the scene.
Oh, gotcha. If they do the storyline, if they can find a way to do it less in your face, you know what I mean? Like I don't know. I don't really know how you could dance around it even like, but yeah, I mean, if they did it, I mean, here's the thing. I don't like, as long as they don't try and like, make it if they do like a cutaway from it, as long as they don't try and make it comedic the way they did, when Amber and Mark were clapping cheeks, I was like, oh, we're going to go over here and focus on this thing over here. Yeah. Or
there's no way they would do it, because they did it very seriously in the comics. So I think.
It's also a fault of Robert Kirkman as a writer, the way that falls, like, because there are definitely some things he did in those comics that just didn't work. You know, the casual homophobia aside, up until they finally reveal that the best friend is actually gay all along. Like,
oh,
you know,
was it not?
Decades
was it not
late, or not decades, but like tens
in the comic,
of
he wasn't openly gay.
Not at first.
Ah,
no.
Oh.
That was one of the changes. Like, that's why like a lot of times you see people like whenever they criticize how casually homophobic the show is, or not the show, but the comic was. He was gay, so it was like, yeah, but he wasn't gay. At issue one, he didn't become openly gay until like they were in like, I think they were in the 40s or 50s by the time. But like even, and it wasn't
adult. Okay.
Like as far as like the numbering, like the number of issues that have been out. Yeah, it was a number of issues later. But like even like Mark and Eve would like casually drop, you know, gay as a pejorative, like trying to be playful. Mm. But like at the same time, it's like how back in the aughts we used to casually.
It was different. It was a different time. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm just glad camera phones
didn't exist.
It was
apple pie. It was blue jeans. It was banjo music. It was just, you know, going down to the juke joint, do some.
I'll be the first one to admit I was one of those people, and I got hit real fast after a while. But like,
yeah, we grow. It's cool, you know. And look, Kirkman is able to correct it now.
Right. I'm hoping he can do that. Well, I'm hoping that the team can do that with this, because like, yeah, it is a story that needs to be told as far as like, you know, depicting, you know, to speak to those people. Because I know, you know, there are definitely men out there who have been, you know, sexually assaulted.
100%. Yeah.
If we're going to use sexual assault as a, you know, story telling device for women and make it seem like it's, oh yeah, see, she's totally gonna come back from this and it's gonna make her a better character. It's like that was something even Garth Ennis said he hated that he did with the boys. Like he said he hated that what he did to Starlight as a character, because he realized after the fact that it was a dumb thing to do. Yeah, I'm hoping that maybe they can find a way to square that circle. I don't know, just if they can make it make sense and just don't make it something that I have to uncomfortably look at. I'm good.
like I would be interested to talk to like a writer mm-hmm. or like a writer even who is a survivor of sexual assault specifically, because I'm thinking about the way that I've seen heavy criticism of rape used as like a, it's almost like a fridging technique where it's like rape is used as a way of like character development for somebody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. But then I've seen Promising Young Woman or I May Destroy You, which neither of those have I've watched because they just seem like a lot. It's on my
Promising
list.
Promising Young
Woman's
like good. Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen
actually,
I May Destroy You?
I May Destroy You. Is that the one?
That's with the old girl from Michaela Cole.
Okay, yeah. I've seen both of those. I like Promising Young Woman a little bit better because at least she had more agency in the overall of it. As long as it doesn't go into I Spit on Your Grave territory, I'm good. Because it wasn't like they tried to make it sexy. It was like it was just they tried too hard to make it gross,
horrific. Yeah,
yeah. Like you look, it's like okay, all right.
It seems like a thing that should be explored because it seems like these really important voices are like wanting to actively explore it. So like the movie The Assistant, they never show the rapes. It's always just it's a thing that's implied on the other side. Promising Young Woman, they turned it into like a vigilante. Again, I haven't seen it, but they turned it into like a vigilante commentary on this kind of thing. I May Destroy You, I think, is kind of in a more realistic, like, you know, sexual assault, your office place, she's the main character kind of a thing. But these are viewed as like important. It must be talked about because otherwise we pretend like it doesn't exist, like it doesn't happen. So that seems like it's useful here. But I could also see the fan base just completely making it into the wrong thing.
I feel people are just too thirsty for that shit. I think some people just want to see it, not for the storytelling development. They just, I don't know. There's some weird people out there. I'll just put it like that.
Yeah, they just want to see that. And, like, I mean, people...
I want to see a man get sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
That's awful. And with that being said, let me clear my throat. If you get shot in the head and get right back up to beat the bad guy's ass... You might be seeing a red flag because I don't know how the fuck that happened. Have no idea how the hell Rex pulled that off. You know what I mean? But if you're casually using if you're casually using sexual assault as a lazy writing device with no real point or greater context to actually help people or stir productive conversations, then it's probably you that's waving the red flag. Good people, it's been your boys, Josh, Eddie, and the good brother, Ernie, a.k.a. Blurt Without Fear. Where can they find you? I'm sorry. Real quick, before I get to the part where they're like, yo, where can they find you? Drop your shits, drop your socials. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Click that notification bell because, you know what I'm saying, your boys do go live every Saturday. So come through, kick it, chop it up with us, ask us your questions because that's when it's most fun when y'all actually do engage and y'all be engaging like a motherfucker. So thank you. And also, don't forget, cop a little pack, you know what I mean? Spice up that game night, that date night, or just your regular ass conversations.
Yeah. Support the make her day or maybe her whole week, you know?
You know what I mean? Absolutely, absolutely. And a good brother, Blurred, where can they find you?
Oh, man, thank y'all for having me. Y'all can find me at Blur Without Fear pretty much everywhere except Facebook, because apparently I'm in Facebook jail. You can find me on Twitter at Blurred Minus Fear if you dare to dive into those nasty shark-infested waters. I live stream every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And I also live stream every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern 3 or 4, whatever. I think it's 4 Pacific. There you go.
Thank you so much for coming along. It's always a pleasure chopping it up with you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime and every time, man. But yeah, that nigga got shot in the head and got right the fuck back up. I was hoping we could get to that during like at some point. But
and beat somebody to death with his own bloody stuff.
Can they not feel pain? She ain't even a superhero.
Got her shit snapped.
Ripped in twain.
Like a Twix.
No, nothing
it's
else
better
after
when
that.
There's two. I think in real life, though, like, when people get them type of injuries, it's not like in horror movies. It's not like, when somebody gets hit by a car and their leg is all broken shit, they're not like, it hurts so much. Like, it's not like that.
I don't know,
like,
bro.
In shock and shit like that.
Maybe, but yeah. I've seen a nigga get a grave injury on the football field, and
he was in goddamn pain.
Ain't just huh, but I, you know, maybe adrenaline, but still, it's like,
it
yo,
depends, yeah,
no, yeah, I don't do compound
fracture. I think also she was there. High adrenaline though. Like you had to think she yeah. wasn't like it wasn't a football injury. It was like a my son is about to be killed, so she probably wasn't even thinking about her own arm. Like
also character development for Debbie, yeah.
Yeah. Man, I don't even want that type of character development.
Leave nah, well, I mean, just more in the terms of like she went from like, man, fuck that kid to like
fuck this baby. You know, she like, was pretty quick. Like,
that's, my baby. You see this baby?
That's my baby.
That's my baby.
That's mine. And don't know. Little purple ass. Look. Come on, little grape flavor nigga. Come on. All right, we love you.
Grape flavor little nigga. That's crazy.
You know what? From this moment forward. His name ain't Oliver no more.
Yeah.
His name is Grape Flavored Little Nigga. That's his name.
Grape Flavored Little Nigga.
Come on over. I love you. Because she was mad when Mark brought him in the house. She was like, you brought this. Yo, Nolan is really a piece of shit, man. We can end it, but like, Nolan is really a piece of shit. And she's a good person for being like, fuck it. Oliver is not his father's crimes any more than Mark is. Yeah. I'm going to love this baby.
And I'm not mad at the mom for even like saying, hey, please take. I know that's a tough burden to put on somebody else, but I'm not mad at the mom for that.
No.
Oh, yeah, no. I would have said the same thing if you were talking about a dresser or Andressa or whatever her name, the bug lady.
The Thraxon shop.
Yeah, the Thraxon lady. Mm-hmm. I would have definitely. Yeah, and I think Mark, you know, I don't know. Because, like, would Mark have been wild if he was like, nah, I'm good on that? Like,
because lead like, the bank. That nigga ain't our blood. Like, shit, what the fuck?
I mean, you had him. Right. I didn't.
Look, I don't know him like that. I mean, I just met this nigga like 2 days ago.
I know you've known him your whole life, but I've known him for like 6 months, which is not long to me. So I'm good on that. Right.
Yeah. It'll have been a dick move, but.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess we can close it out on that.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, everybody.
It's a red flag.